The plan would let doctors prescribe cannabis for illnesses ranging from cancer to Alzheimer's to post-traumatic stress disorder. People could either buy it at state-licensed not-for-profits or grow up to 12 plants on their own. Assembly Democratic sponsor Mark Pocan and Senate Democratic sponsor John Erpenbach say the bill would be limited to medical marijuana. But Wauwatosa Assembly Republican Leah Vukmir challenged that idea in front of a packed committee hearing room.
I think what I resent most is this facade that you are putting forth, using people who are dying of cancer, who have other illnesses, as your shield. And I think it's nothing more than a ruse for you to move towards full legalization of marijuana. And I wish you would just come right out and admit that. You know, the FDA, Senator Erpenbach.
Vukmir, a nurse, also challenged the idea that marijuana is an effective medicine, saying that research has not borne that out. Both claims bothered Jackie Rickert, who has used marijuana for a couple decades to deal with Ehlers-Danlos, a disorder that breaks down her connective tissue and makes it hard for her to eat.
We have people here that have been living 10, 20, 30 years. We are research. Are you going to say we're not? I find that so offensive. I'm with all due respect, I find that very, very offensive to every single patient in this room and to these gentlemen who are trying to help us.
Governor Jim Doyle has indicated he would sign a bill like this one. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.